Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Segment two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers who know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming. Today, we highlight Absolute Agronomy in Beaver Crossing. Delane Bohack. Please get a call of Delane at 402-540-6647, a part of the Beck's Hybrids team.
And they're gonna
guys.
They're gonna have chili today. They're gonna have Yes, they are. They're gonna have chili, and so stop and get chili. And if you don't want chili, they'll give you a coupon to get chili someplace else.
Right.
You have a coupon.
Is
yes.
That right?
Yes.
What a setup.
What a setup. Yeah, well, this weather, do you not need chili?
Right.
I mean, check it out, guys.
And a coupon.
And a coupon,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
to
coupon.
Do that.
Not a coupon. A coupon. I don't know why I say coupon. Jake's here.
Hey, coupon. Guys. That was a hellacious start to the day.
You look at Jake's hair.
You want to recap?
Look at Jake's
look
hair.
Look at the hair. I'm going to put the sun cap back on.
Jake, did you have the window down?
Fine.
Jake, it was
fine.
It was going
to
happen.
You don't have to put the hat on. We weren't making fun of it. We're just pointing out it's a little different.
Did you have the window on the drive down?
No. I want to give you a quick play-by-play of what happened this morning. Because I feel terrible because the roads are not bad driving in. You get to the main roads, a little slick at spots, but I saw some dry spots earlier when I was getting closer. Left the house about 5:30 today. A little late for crappy conditions. I shoveled half the driveway. So I don't have time to shovel the whole thing.
Good job.
And I made a massive mistake. This is the massive mistake. I got a text when I was shoveling saying, no daycare today, which means I could have taken the Honda Pilot. But I said, no, I'm going to take my Honda Accord.
The
still
Accord, lowrider.
And I even, my dad stayed at our house last night. He left at 2 in the morning to go to work. Yeah, left at 2 a.m. to go to work.
To get warm salt water.
For accounting.
He left at 2 a.m. from your house to drive back to Beatrice?
No, to drive to his office in Lincoln. He stayed in Lincoln
last night. He just left at 2 a.m. to go to work.
Right. Tax season is hell. If you didn't know, it's hell.
I am freaked out by this entire car.
So he texts me, hey, probably should go to 84th instead of taking your route to the neighborhood. I said, okay, maybe. And I get out. I'm like, okay, the road appears to be somewhat plowed. The one of the roads was plowed. The one I take to get to Van Dorn, not plowed. And quickly I realized this is going to be very bad.
We're in a pickle.
But I was going downhill. I can't exactly brake and reverse. I'm going to get stuck that way. And so I get to what appears to be about a foot and a half tall drift. I mean, it was bad. And I get stuck, and there's nobody for 15 minutes to help me. So I made this dumb mistake of also not having a shovel with me. And so I had to run back to the house, which is a couple blocks away, run back in my muck boots, which you see which I'm thankful I'm wearing the muck boots today. So I run back, get a shovel. I realize I'm not going to get there in time. I call Ellie saying, listen, you got to start this thing off.
I'm
in trouble. And I start shoveling, and I try to reverse, nothing. Try to go forward, nothing. Finally, I got to give a big, big shout out to friendly neighbors Amar and Dave.
Okay.
Right now, the Honda Accord is parked in Dave's driveway. We somehow got lucky enough to scoop and push and shove, and
Did anybody cheer? Did anyone cheer?
Well, Dave is a breaker. Not. Dave is a breaker. So you got to get to the show. I said, well, yeah, I got to get to the show, Dave. I know, thank you. Appreciate the help. And so, Dave, shout out to you. My car is parked in Dave's driveway. I wish there was video of what happened because these guys went above and beyond, took their time to.
How did they? Did they just look out their window and see you?
So
in distress.
I'm gonna go back. So I probably got stuck about 5:32 in the road. I said, this is bad. And I think by 5:38, I said, I need to go back and get a shovel. Like, I was trying to scoop it out. I said, nope. So I ran back to the house.
You had to go back a couple blocks.
So probably by 5:44 or so, I get back to the, you know, I'm shoveling. And Amar is scooping snow at Lux Middle School by my house. I say, over here. He's like, I got you. I'm coming. And so he starts helping me out. He said, you know, it gives me.
Hold it. You waved to him?
He saw me. I waved.
You gave him the SOS. In your Royals hat.
I was so desperate.
You're in your Royals hat.
This
is way better than the game.
I was
so
desperate.
This is way better than talk about the game. This is an all-day thing here.
I was so desperate. I'm just trying to make any sort of dent of progress in the snow. Can I get forward an inch? Can I get backward an inch? No. I'm trying to just rock
zzz,
it.
Zzz,
not, it's exactly.
Horrifying sound.
And, you know, long story short, I mean, we were working on this for a half hour.
God dang.
Elizabeth texted me. She's like, are you okay at 6:10? I'm like, yeah, I'm on the way back to the house. Amar is driving me back. Who's Amar? Well, Amar is the guy that helped me get the car in a random guy's driveway, Dave's driveway. We got to the point where Dave's like, nothing's working. Let's put some boards below the tires. He put a board below all four tires, and we went back and forth, and finally we got enough momentum to get the tires over the boards and into the driveway, which then I parked, and it was starting to come back down. Like, it was very icy in that driveway.
Your car
slid back in.
Please,
God, don't come back down. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Please, God.
And it did.
Please, God.
I have the e-brake on.
Why, God, why?
I have the e-brake on. Which I've never used before in my entire life in the driveway to make sure it doesn't fall back.
I've never heard it called an e-brake.
You have to realize now, is school out? I don't even know.
That's an issue too that we've covered well.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They made the move about the same time, Jake. Think about this, Jake. The roads have never been this bad all year. Would you agree?
This is pretty bad.
Yeah.
In the neighborhoods, they're pretty bad.
In the neighborhood. The school made the call about 5:45. Oh, you know what? There's people stuck all over town. Maybe we should call school off.
Okay, this...
It was a blizzard the night before.
I had no idea you were in that level of distress.
It was a level of distress I have never really experienced.
I've never had that before.
Like, it's mortifying. I can't do anything.
Jake, is this the moment... Do we make the drive down? Do we trade the Accord in?
No.
Is it time to maybe get it?
This is an extreme day. I love that Accord. And the Pilot got here just fine. But I'm telling you, if I took the Pilot through the same road the Accord went to, it's getting stuck.
Oh,
like these pickups were getting close to getting stuck.
Oh.
Okay. It was thick.
Yeah, it's bad.
And I said, it's one of those things you start driving and said, this is going to be bad. I said, please just give me a break. Get me through this. And... You get stuck.
Listened to your dad, would there have been no issues?
I think the Accord would have made it if I went to 84th Street. So he told me, I get a text at 2:30. He said
2:30.
He got stuck also. And somebody was up at 2:15 to help him get unstuck.
They're probably just getting home.
Your dad goes to work at 2 a.m. I can't get over that.
Get over that. That's
now,
a lot.
Keep in mind, if he's coming from Beatrice, he wakes up at 1 a.m. or 12:40. He's waking up at 12:45 a.m. to go to work for 17-hour day, basically. What it feels like.
I don't
like.
Know how you keep your head straight.
Where does he go
You're
to
dealing
bed?
With numbers.
Yeah, how's he go to bed? What time does he go to bed?
About 8, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so you made it.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's rough duty. Thanks for coming.
Well, I would not skip the show. I said it'd be bad if I just did the show remotely. I could have. I said I need to be here. I'm in Lincoln. I don't have the flu. I'm perfectly well. My hair is unkempt.
Your hair's fine.
The Accord is not at my house. It's in Breaker Dave's driveway, which I appreciate Dave and Amar's help so much.
I wish you would have texted right away your location, because we could have sent out to the breakers. We'd have had 100 people there in no time. But yeah, you got help. That'd have been the best. Jake's down. Here's the address.
There's 100 breakers here. It's snarling traffic.
people blocked up traffic. Uh-oh. More breakers got stuck. But same drift.
You have to realize, like, I could not leave the car where it was. Like, sometimes you see cars abandoned on the side of the road. This is straight in the middle of a busy road. It's by the school.
Oh, that's an
And I know if there's no school, it's whatever. That's still a well-trafficked road
in
the neighborhood.
Think about this, though.
In the middle of the road.
Why was he up scooping so early in the morning at the school? Because he thought they had school.
Probably.
They didn't call it off till 5:45. And Jake's, it tells you, the side roads were that bad.
Yeah, this is bad. Okay.
And frozen chunks.
So I hope that.
Yep.
I hope that, I was listening to the show on the way in.
Ellie handled it.
By the way,
let me say,
Bill, I thought you had a very, very accurate assessment of the game. I didn't have anything to push back on in terms of. But I did say you mentioned the technical foul that was not called on Royal after the and one by Ulis. Yeah. People were pretty pissed about that one, because that was twice in the game where Ohio State did not have a tech foul call, which probably could have been called. You're right.
What did Royal do?
Well, so Ulis, he got pissed that Ulis made an and one, or is it Bryce? Who made the and one?
I don't remember.
I think it was Ulis.
Might have been Bryce.
They missed the rebound. Ulis gets the board, and he gets and Royal is pissed and slams it, which is by the rule technical foul.
Did the ball go up or did
yeah.
it?
Yeah. He slammed it twice.
He wanted to do the slam catch. It's too simple that they'll slam it and catch it, which still.
He did it. He did it twice.
Still possible to be one. A lot of times if you slam catch it, they're like, But he missed the ball. And the ball went, it went up 20 feet in the air.
Okay. So the problem, why it should have been, because he did the slam Bill talks about, and then he did it again, and that one went up. So he slammed it twice.
No tech.
And no tech. Mm.
That is interesting.
I'll have more of a thought on the game. We've got to get to break. But
okay. Good job.
Just want to give a recap why I was not here at 6. I intended to be here on time, but circumstances prevented that from happening.
You're in a bad situation.
And I really appreciate, again, Amar and Dave for...
Amar.
Why I want the video is that right now it seems pretty good. Our neighborhood as of 5:45 looked like Siberia. I mean, it was just blowing wind. The blizzard was still happening an hour ago.
Yeah, I know.
It was. I went out, I was like, not good. I made it here. Sit beat me here, Jake. I made it by about 2 minutes to go because my truck was outside and it was... And I go, you got to be kidding me that there's school today.
Yeah.
This is insane.
It's an interesting conversation. This is not to diminish you obviously had major issues.
Yeah.
I guess just some roads, side roads are better than others. I didn't have any problems.
Well, it depends which way the road runs.
Yeah, it's probably that.
If the wind's out of the north, it's going to drift over on different roads and some that works out.
If I had listened to my dad, I had just gone right instead of going left out of my house, I would have made it here by 5:45. We would have had no issues at all. But I went left, and it was a character-building morning for me because I was panicking.
I'm super glad it happened. Because it turned into a great story. You got to know your neighbors better.
Amar
there
Dave.
Was goodwill, and then also is goodwill, which we need to have. And then also very cool to see Ellie just jump. And she, when I talked to
very
her,
proud
her
right
voice
now.
Was like this, like, yeah, it's not a problem.
No. Well, I called her. Yeah. She was also calm. She said, yep, I got you covered. I said, all right, now we know we got
it. She stepped right
to
in.
Handle that.
I'm very, very proud of Bill, who watched the game, even though it was late. Very
the assessment
proud of Jake.
Was solid.
Jake made it in somehow, and very proud of Ellie. I mean, it's amazing. You guys are amazing.
We battled through everything here on the show.
Good job all the way around. Good job by Bill to stay in.
I'll give some more thoughts on the game
in
the second
hour. Yeah,
we
need to talk about it.
But I thought, again, Bill, for those who didn't watch, I thought Bill's play-by-play was very solid of how that went down. I didn't push back on that. When we come back, it's time for the mailbag.
I'm glad I paid attention, Jake.
Mailbag. Mailbag and song of the day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most. Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.